Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. False equivalencies. Yes, they are mistakes in logic. And the folks who do this are not necessarily stupid. As I have studied the proliferation of false equivalencies, I find the intent behind the comment is often understandable. Based on my personal observations, here are the top two reasons why folks use this approach by accident. First up, out of a sense of fairness. And yeah, I'm going to go there by pointing out this silly election season. A lot of folks are just sick and tired of the bickering. When they put different behaviors on the same plane, they are not drilling down on the nuances. They are simply saying, all of this is just stupid. And as I pointed out in the post, it's a great way to be the peacemaker. So I cut these people a lot of slack, mainly because I agree with them. I'm sick of the silliness too. Another reason? To defend a friend or someone they like. Now let's drill down. It's easy to say, oh, they're a hypocrite, just justifying bad behavior. And it's even easier to believe that when someone uses inflammatory language. But let's move past all that though. I find that folks defend their friends out of loyalty. It's just human nature. Back home, we have a saying. Sure, they're an idiot, but they're our idiot. And I'll go one step further. People defend those they support, like those rowdy politicians, because they don't want to be wrong for supporting that person. Look, I get it. The danger of false equivalencies is that we give the perp the advantage. My point is that those who do that are not necessarily dumb or evil. And when we realize that, maybe our response can deal with the good intent as well as correcting the faulty logic. Perhaps a double dose of empathy can help us get past honest disagreements. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.